on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Here's the headline. A return to spanking, question mark? There is a new study that is raising eyebrows over how younger parents are actually disciplining their kids. Despite this shift in attitudes around parenting, a surprising number of millennial and Gen Z parents say that they have spanked their kids. According to new research, about 20% of millennial and Gen Z parents admit to spanking their children. That's still lower than older generations. Nearly about half of Gen X parents said they've done the same, but it shows that the practice has not gone away. Experts are not on board on this. Pediatricians and major health organizations say that physical punishment does not lead to long-term behavioral issues, that doesn't actually teach your kids better behavior, so they do not encourage spanking your children. Reading this study actually really surprised me that 20%, that means one in five of our generation and the younger generation, still say that they spank their kids, because I feel like when we talk about spanking kids nowadays, it seems to be such a negative attitude. It seems that like a lot of us, I was spanked as a kid, and I feel like, man, we were all kind of like on board with like, we're never going to do that anymore. That seemed like so archaic. So when I read that one in five of us are still doing that, that number seemed pretty shocking to me, that like, if you look around the cars today, that means that one in five of us, now that's people that are admitting to still spanking their kids. Now listen, I'm not a parent. So I say this as a non-parent. I don't think I would ever spank my kid, right? So hearing that number and kind of knowing the cultural shift of the way things are going, 20% seems high to me. When I tell you guys the number, and that's where it is today, people saying one in five, does that surprise you?
I mean, no, because I feel like, for example, because I've seen this before. Like, my sister was like a toddler. She was barely walking and she was about to touch something hot. And I remember she was about to like put her hand on whatever that was. And out of like a gut instinct reaction, I remember my mom like grabbing her hand and being like, no, and like smacking her hand.
Yeah.
Now, is like that spanking? Do you consider that spanking? Because like that was like, did my mom like physically abuse my sister? Absolutely not. Was it like intent? Absolutely not. But it was a very much kind of like, I don't even know if she thought twice about it. And that was like, those are things that she had done to me too. And like, I didn't consider that as like an intent to hurt me or harm me. I almost saw that as like two things. One, as like a distraction, kind of like to jolt me into like, don't touch that. And then two, I think in that moment, in a split second, I don't even think she probably thought twice about it. I think that was just a reaction of like, no, don't do that, keep that from happening. So I feel like that, and I, to be honest, I don't see anything wrong with that, because I can't sit here and be like, if my kid was about to touch the stove on accident, to be honest, within like less than a millisecond of a reaction, I could see myself doing that, like out of fear or something.
I don't think most parents, though, that said, again, the study out today says 20% of millennial and Gen Z parents admit to spanking their kids. I don't think that would be those, would just be the one-off situations. I don't know. That's the only research I have.
Yeah. But I'm assuming spanking is like intentional. Like, it's like, okay, you're going to get a spanking now. Like, not like a,
for being bad.
And usually it's like on the bottom, right? Am I,
this is the only research that I have. I don't think those one-offs would be considered parents that would be like, in an emergency situation,
right.
I would see these be parents that would say, this is how I choose to discipline my child for being bad, you know. So with that being said, I mean, does that number surprise you, Charlotte, for that?
Unfortunately, no, because I do think there's like a subset of people who have kind of like the thought process of like, I went through this and I'm okay.
Yeah.
So instead of like wanting like potentially better, I feel like it's just like, why well, to go through this, so
same.
Why shouldn't you?
Yeah,
I don't know.
And that's what I, because we're not parents, and that's, I guess, what, when I read that headline, I don't know how it is today. I don't know, because like, you're like, you guys are in the parent groups, and so y'all may be like, listen, this is how it is, this is like what we're doing, you know, because we only see it from the outside point of view. Mm-hmm. So like from the inside point, 20% may seem super low to you guys. When you hear that headline, you may be like, well, listen, everybody's still kind of spanking their kid. 20% may be the people that are just admitting it. It may still be at 50% because mm-hmm. I don't know how many parents, if you sat them down and said, excuse me, will you fill out this survey about spanking your kids? Mm-hmm. Would they be willing to admit it? It may not be anywhere near that much, mm-hmm. but let us know. Does that number seem low to you? Does that seem high to you? When we tell you that, you know, 20% of millennial and Gen Z parents admit to spanking their kid. Curious to see how you feel about that this morning.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.